Mikey, great start to the weekend. Just a hair's breadth away behind your teammate at the top of the timings for FP1. We know it's housekeeping. We all know it's housekeeping, but it's nice to be there, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's nice. It definitely lifts your confidence going through the day to see your name at the top of the leaderboard. But no, the car felt good, even on the used tyres we did on the first run. The car was there or thereabouts. So, yeah, I mean, FP1, obviously a bit of housekeeping, a bit of getting your eye in. And just to throw a lap in at the end, just to raise a few eyebrows.
You never know what everybody else is doing, do you? There's always a couple of teams out there who are accused of sandbagging it, aren't they, in FP1?
Yeah, well, that's the mystery of practice, isn't it? You never know what people have got in their locker until qualifying. But, no, I think that yeah, we can improve the car as the day goes on. And I think, yeah, we've got a bit more to give as well. Yeah.
So many factors come into play this weekend because of the short circuit, effectively only four corners. Qualifying is important. The option tyre and the hybrid, you know, maybe saving, you know, or gaining as much as 0.4 seconds. That really shakes things up for this season, doesn't it, here?
Yeah, I think this is the first round where we'll properly see the 2024 rules come into effect, because it's such a short lap that if you've got the full hybrid allocation, you're pretty much on it everywhere you can use it on this track. So, you know, it has to be an advantage over those that don't have the hybrid, but then the guys that don't have it for a reason, because they're bloody good. So I'm sure they'll make up for it in other areas.
Is there an optimum part of the circuit to use the hybrid, do you think?
Just anywhere you're on the straight, you know, it's actually difficult to use 15 seconds of hybrid round here. You're kind of coming across the start finish line with sort of less than a second remaining, so you've really got to be pressing the button every time you see those lights flashing.
Yeah, so it's attack and defend using hybrid, I guess, this weekend
in the race. Certainly, yeah. I think that, you know, you're going to have to use it tactfully, because it's a long race. There's 23, 24 laps or whatever, and you probably only have about 12 laps of hybrid, I think. So, yeah, I mean, you want to use it when the cars around you don't have it, so you've got a bit of an advantage, and make it work.
Great start to the weekend there, Mikey. Well done.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good one.